This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and joined this morning by, sorry about the voice thing, didn't know that was going to happen until it happened. Joined this morning by Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
My lovely and gracious wife, and she's here with us today, again, thankfully.
Yeah, she actually got up.
This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show you're listening to. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We talk about firearms. We talk about crabbing. We talk about sometimes politics, but mostly we like talking with you, telling you what's going on in our lives and regarding the outdoors, and then I want to hear from what's going on in your lives. Right now, in your backyards, you should be seeing fawns with quickly maturing fawns, probably still with their mothers, the does. You should see groups of bucks together, still in velvet at this point, but that will change shortly. That will change. The velvet will start to strip off. They'll start to strip the velvet off, on overhanging trees and branches and fences and whatever else they can scrape the velvet off, because I'm guessing as it dries, it gets itchy. You know, that velvet is a layer of tissue that's got a fuzzy outside, and that helps prevent, bugs and things from getting to the soft growing antler tissue inside, fed by three blood vessels that go up both sides of the antlers. As the antlers grow, and the antlers, deer antlers, cervine antlers, deer, moose, caribou, elk, is the fastest growing material, live material in nature. And those animals shed those racks every year in the early part of the year, like January, February, March, April. They shed those antlers and grow them back again by the time September's here. Pretty amazing when you look at some of these animals like moose and caribou and elk that grow these large antlers. And then, of course, the white-tailed deer, our favorite, and the sika deer here in Maryland. They all do the same thing. Anyway, we talk about that kind of stuff. You'll see those things happening. You'll see a transition into bucks from velvet to hard antler here in the next, I'm going to guess, what's the date today, the 20th? Next 3 weeks.
21st.
Yeah, next 3 to 4 weeks, most of those will be done. The velvet will be rubbed off. So
this is the 22nd.
Huh?
It's the 22nd. This week's gone fast.
Yeah, it is the 22nd. You're absolutely right.
The month has gone fast.
This month has gone like crazy, crazy, crazy. So, Robin, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Yes, you are. What are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
You're opening one of the 40 or 50 Amazon book boxes that came this week.
I'm doing nothing.
I see nothing. I hear nothing.
You know, you mentioned the
colonel clink.
What you see in the backyard with the deer. I'm going to send a video to Chris. That's one thing. We should be TV. I got so many neat videos to show. How about the turkeys? Mom said,
yeah. Yeah, there's some turkeys up there. That was pretty cool. It looked like three mature hens, and then
a whole bunch of little. What do you call them? Pullets?
Poults.
Poults.
Yeah. Yeah, little baby turkeys, like eight of them up there. That was pretty cool, actually.
It was really, they were just waddling along.
Well, they were all bunched up, and then all of a sudden they started to break out, and you say, where'd they come from? And, you know, the mom and the girls start to leave, and they're running up the field. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny. So, yep, turkeys too. You'll see the foxes and the squirrels and everything else out there in the backyard. So, hopefully, hopefully it'll all work out. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to talk to us about anything that's going on in your world, talk about the upcoming hunting season. That's right around the corner. You know, dove season is the first, and squirrels come in early. What day did you say they come in, Chris?
I'm sorry.
Squirrel season, the 4th, is that right?
September 5th, Saturday.
Saturday of Labor Day weekend. And then the new, probably 10 years now, the newest regulations for archery start the season the first Friday after Labor Day. So that date changes. It used to be a solid date like the 15th, but that date has changed to variable depending on when Labor Day is. So that's coming in on the 11th for the bow hunters. And so, you know, things are moving right along. The bear lottery is still open until the 31st, midnight at the 31st. And you can, put your bear permit application in there in the lottery system. It's $15 on top of your hunting license. And anybody over 65 can get a $5 hunting license. General hunting license costs those under 65 $24.50. So that's a nice break. So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. You can talk with Chris about that, Robin, how to make that happen.
I will take care of it.
All right. Chris, come up with a good suggestion. And we'll talk about it and maybe talk about it later in the hour and see what Chris has in mind. So.
I know what he means.
I know you know what he means. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We talked a lot last week about getting the Maryland's finest, the records and the legacy mailed out to those who pre-ordered, and we succeeded in doing that. You should have seen me going into the post office with a wash basket, a tote, a box, and other ways of getting to the post office with all these books. And if you are a listener and you received yours, we'd love to hear from you. From Monday afternoon, late Monday afternoon, until yesterday at about 2 o'clock, those orders, we'll call them, you know, online orders now, they're not pre-orders. Those orders went out yesterday, so watch your mailbox beginning today. We are absolutely amazed at the number of folks that got their books the next day, the next 2 days, especially given the what they call media rate from the post office. We heard from people in Pennsylvania and Virginia and all over Maryland that they got their books the next day, which was pretty amazing. So you'll start seeing some of those today and maybe tomorrow. So there you go.
Yep, they all went out.
Yep.
I can guarantee it.
Yes. Robin had a little hiccup this week as she was processing the books on last Saturday, her and our daughter. Robin encountered some problems with her esophagus, and we won't go into a lot of details, but wound up not being able to speak on Saturday, wound up in the hospital twice on Sunday, and pretty much limited on your nutrition here this week, right?
Yeah, I'm getting a little hungry.
Yeah, I would think so after 5 days of not eating a lot of solid food. So
it'll all be good.
Yep, but you know it was touch and go. Not for any, you know, as far as her.
It was just miserable. That's all.
It was miserable.
It's no biggie. Yep. It wasn't life or death, or it was just miserable.
Yep, exactly. So, but here she is.
Yep.
So, glad to have her. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. On my end of the piano, got the books in the mail on Monday and picked up the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for distribution beginning on Thursday. So, I've been a few places, tried to get across the bridge yesterday, and unfortunately that didn't happen. There was an unstable person on the bridge with apparently some really mental health issues, and they were trying to talk the gentleman down. He and his, was it his wife?
No. Let it go. No.
Okay.
Let it go.
All right. Well, anyway, that was quite a, what's the word? Impedant?
It was horrible. It was just, I feel so sorry for him. And
sure, we do too. We all do.
And some people weren't very nice about it. And
well,
I
know that upsets you when somebody makes comments like that. So.
No, I mean, on Facebook, it was just.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
It makes me very sad with our world right now.
Oh, when somebody's in trouble and you know.
People worry about themselves.
Yeah, I get it. So. Anyway, we have delivered most of the magazines on the Eastern Shore. So if you live on the shore, and check out some of the locations where you might be able to pick up a physical copy online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. As far as the record book for Bucks, Bears, and Stags, that's the same website, Bucks-Bears-Stags. And you'll get to see the cover. And, you know, if you bounce around Facebook, you'll get to see some of the people that got the books have opened it and taken photos of their page, you know, where they show up in the book, and it's pretty darn interesting book. So a lot of good positive comments. So
we've had some great comments. I've really very, very proud of everybody that contributed to this in our group. It has been absolutely amazing.
It has been. It has been. You know, there are some people in the hunting community there were had minor amount of negative comments, but they're not really.
They
weren't involved in the process. They don't understand what it took, so it's all good. But the hundreds of good comments are what we're all about. So, Robin,
what
would you like to talk about this morning?
I'm just along for the ride this morning.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little sore, so I'm just kind of hanging out, commenting.
Hanging out and commenting. Mm-hmm. One of the guys who got the book last night in Northeast sent me a text. He said, about wrecked my truck trying to look at the book and drive. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart.
You know, and I mean this with everything I've got. And I know this is something that we put out, but I am so proud of it, and I'm so proud of the response we've had, and the men that we worked with, and my daughter, and everybody. Well, we're the only two females, so, and all the guys we worked with. It has been absolutely a mission of love and a desire to do this for the people of the state of Maryland, and the love of the wildlife and the legacy of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it did, when you look at it, it put all that in there. And you were worried it wouldn't project what you wanted it to project, but it really did.
Here's another one. This was on a fellow's Facebook page. I agree with you, Robin. I mean, it's just the legacy is what we have to preserve. We have to be able to pass this on to our youth hunters. And unfortunately, there weren't enough youth hunters. I mean, we have a youth division, but we need more of these kids to come out and, you know.
Oh, yeah, the next one's going to have a special section, I think, for it. I mean, we have a special section, but we're going to really push the youth.
I think we're going to expand on the youth. You know, this book is 30 years in the making, okay? The next one won't be quite that long.
No.
You know, but there will be a supplement. And
every 70 years, we'll figure it out.
70 years. Every 70 years. That's right.
No. Well,
the next generation will be somebody else. My grandson publishing the next one, maybe. But that sounds good.
I'm getting a drink. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's all right. This is live radio. No problem. Who do we got here? Any callers on the line, Mr. Chris?
Yes, we have Vincent.
Vincent, let's talk to Vincent. Good morning, Vincent. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, well, how are you guys, everyone?
Good.
Doing good.
So, with hunting season around the corner, I'm just calling to see, which is your favorite method of hunting for white-tailed deer? Do you like archery, muzzleloader, or rifle and shotgun, you know, during the different periods we have? Which one do you guys prefer the most?
Well, personally, having grown up in Pennsylvania and not ever having to hunt a deer with a shotgun, high-powered rifle is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I would say that was followed by muzzleloader. Those two are really close and maybe interchangeable. I've taken a lot of nice deer with the muzzleloader. Nice deer with the rifle, too, so I can't complain either way. Then that would be followed probably by archery. Just like the opportunity to get out there in all the different, you know, temperatures and weather conditions and things like that. Excuse me. Then it would be shotgun, and then finally crossbow.
Okay.
Now, crossbow, I carry. I love it all. And I mean, when you talk about what is my preference, we're talking about degrees of preference. We're not. I love deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, you know, whatever equipment I choose to take that day is fine. I mean, some days I carry a recurve bow. Some days I carry my compound. Other days I carry my crossbow during the archery season. It's just a matter of how I feel that day. I carry my muzzle loader a lot during the shotgun season because it has more, you know, my CVA muzzle loader has more range and is more accurate than my shotguns, even though I have several shotguns that, you know, are tack drivers. I just prefer the little extended range with the muzzleloader. So, you know, it's a matter of my choice. I'm not a member of the you got to use this club or you're, you know,
I haven't used a rifle for 30 years. The only way to kill deer is with a bow.
Yeah.
That's right. It all does the same in the end, right?
Yep. How about you?
Me? Well, I hunt in a shotgun county. I like shotgun over archery and muzzleloader.
Okay.
Because I usually end up missing the first time around.
Uh-huh.
And I just got to keep trying until I get it. So usually everyone else in the woods will know that I'm shooting because they'll hear about three shots. So I guess I should probably get my eyes checked out.
He must be the one down by Mom.
Well, there's...
My mom always says, I hear three shots in a row.
Yeah, and I keep saying, it's duck season. it's okay. Consider, you know, stepping outside the box a little bit. If it's shotgun season, you can use a muzzleloader. You know, if your muzzleloader is more accurate, maybe it's more satisfying to do that. This year, the law has been changed. The regulations have been changed to include straight wall rifle cartridges.
Yep, that's right.
To be used in the firearm season in shotgun counties. Doesn't mean you can't use one in a rifle county, but there's something you might want to investigate. There's some new firearms out there, calibers out there, like the 350 Legend, which is a straight wall cartridge. That's one everybody's gaga about. There's the 4570, there's the 444, there's the 450 Bushmaster. I have a 450 Marlin, which I will probably use. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be out there.
All right. Well, look, if you're successful, send us a picture. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, and we publish the Maryland Hunting Quarterly every quarter, you know, and the next one's coming out in the first week of November, so we'll be, you know, more than glad to be publishing those pictures of successful hunters, deer, waterfowl, squirrels, rabbits, whatever.
All right. Well, squirrel's my favorite, so.
Oh, you and Chris need to talk. You two guys will get along just fine. Chris, our producer, that's his thing. So
I love squirrel hunting. Yep. I love all hunting, but squirrel definitely touches a special place in my heart.
Now, do you hunt them with a 22 or do you hunt them with a shotgun?
Both. I like 22s though, because when I'm eating a squirrel after I shot him with a shotgun, I feel like I'm eating a watermelon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, I get it. Yep, yeah, I get that. So, well, I mean, the other alternative is air rifle.
Yep, you do that too.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Vincent.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
Well, then it's time for me to talk about, excuse me, Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is your crabbing headquarters. Talking to a waterman yesterday. Prices down on crabs. Good for the consumer, not good for the waterman. There are plenty of big, fat crabs out there. And this is typical after, you know, they always say after Labor Day, but I mean towards the end of August, the crabs start picking up. So if you want to do a little fun activity on the weekend with the family, go crabbing. You can do it for like a couple bucks if you get the, you know, the prepackaged string with a hook on it and a weight, and you just string a chicken neck or a piece of fish on there and drop it over the dock. And, you know, you're going to need a net for that, but, you know, you can haul them up on a string on hand line. That's one way to do it. Other way to do it is with a crab trap. And Clyde's has the low-profile crab traps. Clyde's also carries the topless crab traps, which are stackable and take up less room. Then there's the trot line approach. If you'd like to go out in the boat and run a trot line, any kind of trot line is available at Clyde's Sports Shop. The weights, the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, even a rigged trot line if you want for with the snoods already strung on it. Those are the bait holders. They're called snoods. They're available at Clyde's Sports too. New baskets and lids. These are the wooden baskets and lids, and then the measures, the tongs, the gloves, and all that. Bait. They have chicken necks and salted eels. They also have the steamers and Clyde's own custom seasoning. Why not give them a call or stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Robin?
Mm-hmm.
What's special today?
I'm looking it up right now.
I figured you would be. Well, what are we talking about? What's special? What's he? What? Well, we're talking about Bay Country Bakery. Bay Country Bakery. Yes, indeed. Bay Country Bakery is in Cambridge. We stopped there last week, didn't we?
Yeah, and I only got 2 bites of a donut down before I choked on the pill.
That's right.
We had all the food that we had last week was so good for it is still in the fridge going bad. Okay. Yesterday was pineapple upside down cake donuts.
Pineapple upside down cake donuts. That sounds wonderful.
And they had cinnamon raisin bread pudding made with glazed donuts and cinnamon buns.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Bay Country Bakery is located in Cambridge, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. They have the most delicious, the deliciousest.
They're unbelievable.
Baked donuts, fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, cakes, breads, pies on the Delmarva Peninsula, hands down. And you know, if you grab a bunch and you're going out in a boat, you get enough for everyone on a boat. You're going to hunt camp, get enough for everyone in hunt camp. You go into the ocean, get enough for everybody in the condo. Do what I do when I'm looking for Bay Country Bakery. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and this giant pink donut, pink frosted donut with sprinkles on it, and this donut's, what, 10 feet high, maybe, something like that? You can't miss it when you're driving down 50. You know, especially if you're looking for it, you're gonna see it from, I don't know, a quarter mile away. You're going to go, there's the donut shop. Head that way. So Dave and Gina Levy, they're your host. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best, and they do. Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
And, you know, they're great bakers, but they're great people, too. Just really
that's
great
true.
People.
Yeah, I mean, Dave's a fisherman. Yep, you're right. All right, we'll be right back after this.
WCBM, Baltimore. Cloudy skies for your Saturday. Might see some thunderstorms by the afternoon hours today with a high 85. This evening, cloudy early on, then partly cloudy after midnight, low 70. For your Sunday, partly cloudy, stray thunderstorm again possible, 92. By Monday, sunshine starting to make its way back into the picture. Mix of sun and clouds, 92. Then Tuesday, sunny skies throughout the area. Look for highs, lower 90s, lows, low 70s. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Mama tried, he turned out bad. 410 WCBM 680. 410 922 6680. I don't write the phone number down. You can say it sometimes. What do you think?
Sure.
You know what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
922 6680.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Yes. Now since she said it, you have to call everybody.
I really didn't look at it. I had to think for a second. You caught me off guard. I'm sorry.
I know. So, Chris.
Yes.
How was your week?
Uneventful.
Yeah?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Nothing going on. Just an average guy having an average week.
I have your week, please?
I'd like to have that week once in a while.
Well, see, now I would think that, you know, it's been anticlimactic since the book came out.
No, it hasn't stopped.
No, there's still plenty of drama, but it's slowed down to a manageable level. Once we get the quarterlies out this coming week, then maybe we can take a little time and enjoy things this season. I mean, this year, and everybody says it. I mean,
exactly.
All the businesses say what a weird year it's been, and you know, with the coronavirus and the. Man, you know, here in Maryland, the storm and all the stuff that's going on around the country with the protests and that kind of stuff. So we're just, you know, and then now we got an election coming up. So more drama.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently, not to get too political here, apparently the viewership of the DNC convention was like really, really, really low.
Huh.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know.
Can't imagine why.
Can't imagine it either. All I can say is I hope the silent majority is louder this time than it was in 2016.
We got to be louder.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without question. It's basically it gets down to socialism or freedom.
Well,
isn't that an oxymoron?
Oxymoron?
No, yes, it is. An oxymoron. No, loud, silent majority.
A louder silent majority.
Yes.
Yeah. What Chris means, I think.
I get it.
I know you know what the silent majority is. I think Jerry Falwell coined that term, didn't he?
I think so.
Back in the day. Yeah, back in the day. But I think what this listening audience has to determine is whether or not here in the Outdoorsman Show. Whether or not they like their guns.
Well, specifically, because if Harris gets in, you know, which she'll end up being president after the midway through the first term, she has made no bones about it. She will take weapons away.
Yeah, she's all about gun seizures, no question. Confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that does affect all of our listeners, or your listeners.
Yeah, exactly right. And then Biden declared that... Beto O'Rourke is going to be his gun czar?
Yeah, because when Beto was running for president, he came out, and I think there was an ad where he basically said, I'm going to take your AR-15s, or I'm going to take your weapons.
Yep, that's right. He did. So, to me, the choice is clear. But, you know, we have a diverse audience. They may have other choices. They may want to, go the other route. Maybe they think that instead of being free, that the government should run every aspect of their lives rather than they do.
And see, and the problem is, though, over the last couple of decades, history has not been taught, because if anybody paid attention to history class, they'd find out that there's a very good parallel between what's happening now and exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany back in the late 30s.
I agree.
Where gun confiscation took place, and then you have a citizenry or a population that was completely unarmed, and they just rolled over them like a steamroller, and they were at their mercy.
Okay. Apparently, you've learned your history there, Chris.
I'm off my soapbox. Sorry.
Are you really?
This is just one thing that has just got me infuriated, because I have not been shooting rifles since the mid 70s, and then for the past year or two. I've gotten back into it, and I am not thrilled that something that I enjoy is going to be possibly taken away because somebody's feelings got hurt.
Robin.
Uh-huh.
Chris is on a roll.
I know. I like it.
Yeah, I also believe, and I think one of the reasons why I go back and I say the silent majority is going to speak louder is because it's like playing poker. You don't give up your hand, and the decision should be made November 3rd, and I think it's going to take them by surprise again. It has to.
I tell you.
What?
Nothing. I'm listening to Chris, and I agree. I just, over the past month or two, or a little longer, I don't know, just what our country has become, and people just... things they think just really blow me away.
Well, they've been... there was a trigger. And it was George Floyd. And it was a trigger, and it was an excuse, and it was something that tangible that they could point at and say, this is why we're doing this.
I'm not even talking just... I mean, just in general. I mean, not even just that. It's just... I've been really...
The silent majority?
No, I'm not a silent majority. I refuse to be silent. You should know me better than that. I'm very disenchanted.
Well, guess what? You can be disenchanted, but you can't stop going.
Oh, I'm not going to. I'm not saying that.
You know, I mean, you could be disappointed, and you can point at disappointing things in our country, and you can point at all the negative stuff, but you know what? I think Chris is right on the silent majority part. There's a trigger for us, too, and it's November 3rd. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Save us, if you would.
Well, we have Fran on the line.
Well, good. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning, Fran.
You touched on politics. I couldn't hold myself back from
No, that. I know.
I'm sorry. But listen, let me tell you about politics. This book that you put out, when I get mine, I'm going to say, hand me that book on the gathering, because that's what it reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
God gives talent to everybody, and everybody has taken their God-given talent, put it in one book for the world to appreciate and recognize. And that's a beautiful thing. But now about this politics, you know, it doesn't matter what you think. Until you exercise your right to vote, your voice is unheard. You know,
correct.
Voter registration is coming up in October. And now that this book has shown the world that you do exist as hunters and lovers of the wildlife, now you need to also show the world that everyone in that book that participated in any way is a registered voter.
That's true. Good point.
That would really make the day.
Good point.
You know, I used to say all the time to you, it's in the numbers, it's in the numbers. Well, this book, you got your numbers.
Yeah, we do.
You got your numbers. So now all we need is the registration to vote.
There's a lot of numbers.
Well, that's a good thing. Good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Fran, I can't wait for you to see it.
Oh, I can't either. I can't wait either. And so I know it's beautiful, and it's going to be so wonderful to just look at it and read it from time to time, you know, over and over, and the next page, and leave a little marker where I left off the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's I will give you a call later today.
Okay.
All right.
And
need
Robin,
to,
let me just
need to get your address.
Okay. Robin, did I say to you, did you say you had, like, the hiccups?
I got a pill stuck in my throat.
Her esophagus is like a corkscrew.
Yeah, I've got this weird esophagus. I know. If something weird's going to happen to somebody, it's going to be me. But
So it wasn't like the hiccups?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a potassium pill, which stayed there for over 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those now.
And I take 12 a day because of a
Whoa.
Issue, but yeah, and you know, they're size of horse pills, and it was a fluke accident. I was feeding my grandson, and I kind of caught a piece of
plum
in my throat, and I tried to cough it up, and the potassium I had just taken came back up and got stuck in my esophagus. It was just a pain.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 2 trips to the ER and an endoscopy on Wednesday, and I've just had a really fun month or week, so...
Well, you know, we're so used to you now. No matter what kind of crazy little stuff happens,
maybe you guys are.
Have a, you know, you just have someone watching over you.
I really do.
You get through it. You get through it like a champ. We're so used to it now. We think, well, you know, whatever it was, you know, she'll get through it.
Oh yeah.
It does. I have weird stuff happening, but you know what? It's always interesting. It really made me realize how much COVID had affected stuff, because I went to the hospital for this endoscopy on Wednesday, and I worked there forever, and it was always bustling and busy, and the hospital was like, it was like a, I hate to say a morgue, that just sounds bad, but there wasn't anybody in the hallways, you know? There's no visitors. There's no people in and out for routine testing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very rigid. And I hadn't been in there since then. And that was just really put it in. I saw how much it had changed stuff, and it was wild.
Yeah. All right. Well, you two have a good week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later today.
So
uneventful.
Yes,
boy,
please.
So. Just a regular week. That's all I want.
Yeah, regular week. Okay.
Yeah, regular
we'll talk
week.
To you later today.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Fran.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was nice hearing from Fran. Indeed. What time is it getting to be, Robin?
This is a really slow morning. It's only 6:15.
Well, let's get these sponsors taken care of here, and then we can have room for plenty of callers towards the end of the hour. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You know, talked to Len Marsh the other day. at Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. They've moved from their Brooklyn location to a new location, and they're at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh is one of the of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Len, usually at the Archery Trade Association show, has seminars for other shop owners on bow tuning and things like that. He's that well recognized. So we know that beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected, you know, the politicians and the NGO people, they all know Len Marsh, and they know Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellent. He's tuned my Bowtech bow to perfection, and he's recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. The bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point, and they will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements when they leave the store, no question. Tune to perfection and fit you like a glove. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly. They have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and much more, and if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on their indoor range. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So if you have any of those and you have some issues, they are certified service center. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach, and they're now open. You can call it Curtis Bay. You can call it Riviera Beach. You can call it Baltimore 2122, whatever it is. They're there. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number, 410-789-7777, 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. Hey, I was in Albright's gun shop yesterday. Guns are wanted. They still want guns. And that's right, any kind of gun, any make, any model, any age, any condition, Albright's gun shop in Eastern Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or if you have an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or to consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini Elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory. Yeah, look that shotgun up if you're into the shooting sports and select your firearm. This offer is also good for Siren and Fab Arms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for any budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, that's Chuck Walker, to expand your deer season. Chuck actually wrote an article in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly about muzzle-loaders and youth. He has customized some muzzle-loaders for youngsters, and I will tell you what, he's got some good points. So go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can read Chuck's article about muzzleloader. He mentions Albright's in there. So stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. Chris, do you have any... thing to play or say?
We got a phone.
I could always say something. I mean, I'm in radio, but as far as play, no.
No,
we do have Mark on the phone, though.
Oh, let's talk to Mark. Cool. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. That's a terrifying experience to have something stuck in your esophagus.
It is.
Unfortunately, it's happened to me about four times over the last year and a half.
Yeah, something like
that. So I thought I could do it, take care of it myself, and I let it go too long this time. Do not let it take care of it yourself. Just go to the hospital and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's terrifying because you realize how utterly helpless you are.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Yep. No question.
Well, I also called to pick up on an earlier caller about banning guns. That
yes.
is the first time thing that an abuse of government does.
Right. That is correct.
And right now, I know that from reading, gun sales are at an all-time high.
Hardly, through the roof.
But yep. really. And why? Well, because the Democrats who are running cities and states have basically eliminated police protection. So people feel they have to take care of themselves and their families.
Exactly right. People aren't stupid. People aren't stupid. People listen to what other people say. People listen to politicians, okay? They may not agree with them. They may not argue with them. They may not post something on social media about what they feel. But they'll go to the gun shop and they'll get a gun and, they'll just do it like a matter of course because they believe what people, these politicians say, that they're going to take your guns or they're going to attempt to take your guns. On the other side of the coin, how many times has the president said, we're going to protect your Second Amendment rights? You know? I don't understand how people don't see the difference. And I don't believe the polls.
Oh, I wouldn't believe the polls for an instant.
So
I think they're so heavily weighted and, you know, the media is so utterly corrupt. They're morally bankrupt. And they have been for years and years.
Yep.
We grew up during the golden age when there was a degree of balance, but they haven't even pretended to be balanced.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
You're absolutely
and,
right.
You know, when you've got people like Beto O'Rourke saying, hell yeah, I'm going to take your guns.
Yeah.
Who's kidding whom here?
Yes.
Do you think that he's any different from the others? As you said, people listen to politicians and they
yep.
know what's going on.
Yep. Molon Labai. How do you say it? Molon Labai. Molon Labai. Yep. And if anybody doesn't know what that means, look it up. Molonlabe. So
I don't know what it means.
I know. So look it up. Molonlabe.
What is it? Ancient Greek, is it? I know what it means. I'm not going to spoil the.
I'm not sure if it's Greek, but it's significant and it says
yeah.
it all in two words. So.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
So
how are things at the beach?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
How are things in Delaware?
Well, I wouldn't know much about. Well, they're good. They're really
good.
As for the beach, I saw the ocean yesterday for the first time, and I don't know how long.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, we don't get out a lot. you know, I've often said when people ask me, well, I could be in the mountains, I could be in the desert, I could be anywhere.
Sure.
But love my companions, love the house, so
that's good.
Not worse. Yep. I'm blessed.
Molon Labai is Greek.
Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick before I get... trouble. Do you have paper in the printer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I've done that lately where he's put labels in the printer for the book and I've printed stuff on the labels instead of paper.
That's all right.
I'm glad you were asking him because I was going to say, yeah, plenty.
give me your link because I need some.
I don't know where that came from in the middle of our conversation. But.
I know I was getting ready to print something in Mark. If I didn't ask him, I was going to forget, and I was going to print it on labels, and it wouldn't be good. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Better to know.
That's
but
right.
If you have a, you know, if you had an air printer, and give me your thing, I'll send it to you too. Because I print. He says I print too much stuff as it is.
Yeah, ever since we went all went paperless with
yes.
computers.
Yeah, but mine are crochet. I can't do them off of looking online, so I have to print it out. I'm old-fashioned.
She prints out the pattern. So,
yeah. Well, that's good reason.
Step-by-step instructions, and she does beautiful work.
Thousands of patterns. I'll have to live to be about 400 to do all the patterns I want to do.
I said to her,
look forward to.
That's right.
Exactly. I said to her yesterday, I said, why don't you just get a hole punch and, you know, put these things in three-ring binders?
And that's the smartest thing you said to me yet. I'm going to do it.
That's the smartest thing I said to you yet?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, Robin, you've done it now.
That is the smartest thing I've said to you yet?
Yeah. I'm not taking that back. It was. That was very intelligent.
What about the thing about sickness and health and...
Exactly.
For richer or poorer?
That wasn't smart on your account.
Glad you admit it.
I admit it. I'm a crazy person.
410, Mark. the weather's finally nice where you live. It's nice here. You know, just in time to close the rockfish season for the last 2 weeks in August, when the weather turns nice and quiet and cold.
I'm up in the dark at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, 4:30 anyway.
Yeah, I get it. So.
But that's life.
Yep. Thanks for the call, man.
Have a great week.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mark, I really do have something to ask you, so I do want to call you. So.
He's gone.
I know he's gone. Ronald, good morning, Ronald.
Well, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Miss Robin. How y'all doing and everything there? Oh, Miss Robin, you in trouble now, Miss Robin. You said that's the smartest thing Alan said to you.
I'm standing by it.
No trouble.
I'm standing by it.
Alan, you be good to Miss Robin, Alan.
I am good to Miss Robin.
He's too good to me some days.
Robin, yeah. Robin will be good to you there, Alan, and everything there. And Miss Ring, she's doing fine as well and everything there. You know, she called me about 20 minutes to 2 this morning. I just listened to the, my regular show there that I listened to, 680 there.
Yeah.
Let's call it. I can't get it. And I said, well, I'm waiting for the Hunting Fishing Show to come on.
There you go.
And I listen to Alan and Miss Robin and hopefully Chris there.
Thank you so much, Ronald. We got the music going, though. We got to run. Thank you so much.
Ronald. You're a good man, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wear your mask and wear your gloves. Okay, bye-bye.
Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And please care about other people.